Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. I have two guests in the studio today, Barb Olson Gwynn and Jim Carey. They are both here on behalf of the Southport Oak Island Chamber of Commerce. Barb is the chair for a special event coming up all throughout the weekend, and Jim Carey is not only on the committee for the events, but he's the MC as well. So first of all, thank you, Barb, and thank you, Jim.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we appreciate your having us in. It's very nice of you. Thank you.
Well, we love to get Brunswick County events on the air. You know, sometimes we get a little bit Wilmington-centric, and that doesn't serve our whole community. So thank you for coming. Now, this event is called Flock to the Beach, a Buffett-style beach bash, and that's Flock, P-H-L-O-C-K. And first of all, for somebody who's not a Jimmy Buffett fan, who is Jimmy Buffett? What is the deal here? Because he has had such incredible staying power.
Jimmy Buffett.
What do you think?
Most people in the tropical coastal communities do know who Jimmy Buffett is.
Uh-huh. And why do they love him?
Well, his music is understandable. It makes you want to move. It makes you feel good. It represents a lot of what has happened to people that listen to his music. They lose their flip-flops. They keep looking for salt shakers. It's, you know, it's there.
It's an adult dream to live at the beach, and Jimmy Buffett's music sort of embodies that.
Yeah. Okay. Now, why are his fans called parrot heads?
We're not sure.
But
we should have researched that on Wikipedia before we came. But
They might be flighty. We're not sure about that. They could be featherheads. We're not sure about that.
They could be bird brains.
That's true. They're very colorful.
But there are a lot of parrot heads, and there are several in our general area, and we're hoping they all come to the flock.
This is an annual festival. Did it begin last year? Was that the first time you had it?
Correct.
Okay.
And that was very successful, given that it was a first-time event. We really appreciate the support that we got from the community and in their attendance.
Good. Now, this year, building on the success from last year, tell us about the events that you're going to have, perhaps some of the same events and some new ones. First of all, tomorrow night, I understand that the opening event is actually already sold out, but tell folks what it is so they can put it on their calendars for next year.
Jim?
Well, tomorrow night's event is a pub crawl and grub crawl. Actually, it's primarily pubbing. There will be some eating along the way. We're having trolleys take people to either locations on Oak Island or locations in Southport. And
via trolley.
Right. And
that's smart.
I'm kind of like the person that's keeping everybody else together. You know, which means I will not be able to imbibe.
You can't visit Margaritaville yourself.
No, it's a real downer.
Really?
Yeah. But it's very interesting to see, watch people come out as the evening progresses.
Yes.
And as Barbara said, we are sold out this year, but keep it in mind for next year.
Absolutely. Now, if you don't already have your tickets for the Parrot Head Pub and Grub Crawl tomorrow night, tell us about all the great stuff that's happening Saturday. That's a really full day. And I just want to remind our listeners that when we talk about the Southport Oak Island Area Chamber of Commerce, what are other communities that belong to that association?
Primarily, it's Oak Island, Southport, Caswell Beach, Bald Head Island, Boiling Spring Lakes, Bolivia, and I believe Supply.
Okay. And St. James?
Oh, of course. St. James.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Of which Jim lives in.
Yeah.
How did I forget that one?
Wow.
But yes.
And we get a lot of people from St. James coming. In fact, I'm going to be at the St. James Farmers Market this afternoon selling tickets, and they better be there.
They better be there.
They
okay.
Better.
Let me give you the website for the Chamber of Commerce so you can read details about this after the interview if there's anything you miss. It's southport-oakisland.com. Okay, so what's happening on Saturday?
Well, can we go back to the – you were asking about where can you get tickets? You can also get tickets from the website.
Good.
Okay.
Superb.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday begins bright and early with tournaments on the beach near the Oak Island Pier. You can be a part of horseshoes, bocce ball, or
cornhole,
which has become very, very popular in the beach communities.
What is that?
Horseshoes, by the way, is actually sold out, but there's still room for teams on the other two.
Wow. What is cornhole?
Cornhole, Well, some people don't like to pronounce it because they think it's not what it really is. But what it is about a 4x8 sheet of plywood that has a hole in it, and you take a bean bag. That's why it's called cornhole and not beanhole. I don't know. And they throw it and try and
hole.
Put it into the hole.
Well, okay, I played that as a kid, but we didn't call it cornhole.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you call it?
Who knows?
Okay.
It was just, you know, throw that thing.
Too many brain cells are
yeah.
going away, huh?
That's right.
You are a parrot head.
I guess I am an honorary parrot head because okay. I've lost enough brain cells through other things, not okay. through margaritas, but other things.
So while the games are happening on the beach, meanwhile, over at the Cape Fear Regional Jetport, our brand new event for the year is called Art on the Apron. And the apron is actually the ramp area where you park the airplanes. So we have encouraged some very distinguished artists are coming out and painting artwork that will be surrounding the dance floor area. And I know one in particular is supposed to be a mermaid sitting inside of a margarita glass
oh
in
my gosh.
3D, no less. So
now, will the artists actually be painting there, or will they just be showing their work?
They will be doing their artwork in chalk Saturday morning, and then the concert actually does not begin till 4 o'clock.
Okay.
So,
if you're just joining us, you're hearing Barb Olson Gwynn, who is the chair of all these wonderful events that are summed up as Flock to the Beach, a Buffett-style beach bash. With her is Jim Carrey, a committee member and also MC for one or two or 10 of the events. We'll find out in just a moment. Okay, so there's the Art on the Apron event, which is chalk pictures drawn right there mm-hmm. at the Jetport. And then how about the concert?
Well, the concert is going to be, we have two bands, Latitudes.
And Searcy Kettner.
And Searcy Kettner. And between the sets, we're going to be having contests. Now, some of the contests are very interesting. Like, we're going to have a hairiest chest concert. We're expecting that to be only for men, but one
that
never knows at the beach.
Don't know.
Yeah, I know.
That's
just
new,
know.
But yeah. We are having a repeat contest for a Jimmy Buffett lookalike.
Oh, good.
Then we are also having a Mr. Longitude and a Ms. Latitude contest, and we're having the people.
Wait a minute. What are the qualifications for that?
Well, that's where I'm going with that.
Okay,
so
I'll wait.
Bear with me.
I will bear with
that's
you. I will parrot
B-A-R.
Head with you.
Okay, good. Don't go there. But it's a laissez-faire kind of a contest because we don't have any criteria for what makes a Ms. Latitude or a Mr. Longitude. And it's going to be by acclamation from the audience.
I see.
So we don't know what they're going
okay.
to do.
Last year's Mr. Longitude wore a coconut bra and a grass skirt. Just to give you a hint, people.
Oh.
How to be competitive.
Okay. I was just thinking perhaps Mr. Longitude would be the tallest man there and Miss Latitude would be the widest woman there. But that would be kind of rude. So we don't want to do that.
Yeah,
well, are you speechless? This never happens.
Actually, I'm being appropriate in not speaking.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah,
You're welcome.
Are on the radio, and there
yes,
are certain
ma'am.
Words you cannot use, which I will not list for you right now. So
it wasn't a matter of words. It was a matter of
attitude.
Vision.
Okay. Vision.
Yes.
Vision. We
mm-hmm.
have a vision. All right. So this concert and all the competitions that happen and the games that happen throughout, what time does that start on Saturday?
The gates will open at 3, and I want to be specific here to enter off of the airport road, not Long Beach Road, to the airport gate.
Okay.
Music starts at 4 and will last until 10 o'clock.
Wow. And it's just those two bands, mm-hmm. but with lots of little goodies in between.
In between.
Okay. And then the whole thing wraps up on Sunday morning. Talk about that final event.
The pancake breakfast on Sunday morning is actually being hosted by the EAA Chapter 939, the Experimental Aircraft Association. So they're also going to be located right there on the ramp where the artwork will be held, and it's $5, all you can eat, and it's a great way to support their efforts to introduce young people into aviation.
And the pancakes are also referred to sometimes as collision mats. It's an aviation thing.
Collision mats.
Yes, so that in case there's a problem with an airplane, mm-hmm. the people at the airport
don't listen to him.
quickly
throw out these kale pancakes.
Uh-huh. So that when the plane comes in, it can land in the collision.
Those aviation terms are very specific. I remember studying aviation in high school, and we called birds B1RDs. And you have to watch out for B1RDs in the ear in the air, because it's not good if they hit the windshield of your plane.
No, it is not.
It's especially not good for the B1RDs, but it's not real good for the people either.
Well, nature's little aviators, you know, they're there first.
Yeah. That's right. The event is Southport Oak Island Chamber of Commerce is hosting Flock to the Beach, a buffet-style beach bash going on Friday night all the way through Sunday morning's pancake breakfast. If you'd like to read more about it, just go to the website southport-oakisland.com. You can also get tickets there for the event, because it does cost to go to the concert.
Correct. $10 in advance and $15 at the gate. Get
children under 15 are free.
All right. So if I walk on my knees, you think they'll believe? No, I don't.
Yeah, they will.
They're
very naive. Very honest people. Very trustworthy.
Thank you so much, Barb Olson-Gwynn and Jim Carey from Southport Oak Island Chamber of Commerce, telling us all about the Jimmy Buffett Bash going on over this weekend. Flock to the Beach. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is WHQR.